sounds of the war against the Taliban in Afghanistan that began just weeks after 9/11 back in 2001. This is shooting from the battle for Mazar-e-Sharif, one of the early victories against the Taliban, in a war that started as a rout and has settled into the controlled chaos of Afghanistan today, 13 years later. Throughout much of that time, National Public Radio has kept a bureau in Kabul, a bureau that is closing as U.S. forces leave Afghanistan to a fate that may take it back to the days of 2001.
It's a history that war-weary Afghans are hoping will not be repeated. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Reporter Sean Carberry has locked the doors of the building housing the NPR bureau and returned the keys to the landlord. NPR has had reporters in Afghanistan throughout the conflict. The 24/7 bureau opened in 2006. And Carberry says the players are different today in Kabul as the bureau closes, but Afghanistan, he says, still has to prove it can go it alone.
A lot of questions still to be asked and answered about what's going to happen with this new government. With security next year, are they going to be able to build an economy? So it's still a very transitional time in Afghanistan, and I'm personally curious to see where it's going to go at this point.
How has the sort of feeling on the ground in Kabul and in Afghanistan generally changed as the American tone, particularly among retiring military, seems to be that, militarily speaking, the whole operation in Afghanistan has amounted to very, very little?
Well, certainly in the 2.5 years that I was there, I would say security in Kabul probably stepped backwards a little bit. And around the rest of the country, some areas improved, other areas have deteriorated. So it's a bit of a push across the country in the last couple of years. And with the drawdown, with the handover to Afghan forces, the Afghan army are a decent fighting force. U.S. commanders say they've held their own over the last year. But holding your own against an insurgency that has no intention of letting up isn't necessarily a great grade. Then when you get to the Afghan police, they're still a much younger, weaker force. They have a lot of vulnerabilities. They've been taking incredible numbers of casualties over the course of this year. And beyond that, the Afghan security forces still lack a lot of support capabilities in terms of logistics, maintenance, intelligence. And that's an area of significant concern for foreign military, that the Afghan forces still can't really operate fully on their own. And that's going to take time to continue to build that capability.
The departure from Iraq brought us ISIS. I'm wondering if people say that there's an expectation that the Taliban will once again control Afghanistan sometime in the next decade or so.
It's certainly a belief that it could happen. It's not, the dynamics aren't exactly the same as Iraq. There are a lot of different dimensions to it. One is the fact that the Taliban have always been a domestic actor with domestic aspirations. So on one level, they're not looking to expand across the region the way ISIS has. But the problem with them is their past track record of allowing al-Qaeda or other organizations to operate in the country. But the likelihood of them completely taking over is a bit doubtful. There are parts of the country that they control now. The likelihood, though, that they're going to come rolling into Kabul anytime in the next couple of years and take over the capital, very, very slim odds of that happening. The greater question is, what kind of political accommodation might there be in the future if the Taliban continue to put pressure on the government, continue to be strong in parts of the country? Will this new government under President Ashraf Ghani make substantial concessions to them, possibly even give them cabinet positions as an incentive to stop the fighting and join the political process?
How has the reputation of the United States changed or evolved in the time that you've been there? 2 years ago, it was a much different period than it is now. And you leave as the, you know, Senate report on torture is circulating among, you know, I suspect, you know, the emails of people in Kabul and around the country.
Well, one of the things that's changed in a positive direction for the U.S. is the new administration. President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah, the government CEO, both much more pro-U.S., pro-Western than President Hamid Karzai was. And his rhetoric over the last couple of years was increasingly negative, increasingly accusing the U.S. of intentionally destabilizing the country, of collaborating with the Taliban. So that constant drumbeat of rhetoric from Karzai was not helping. So there's a bit of a reset that's happening right now. There are still plenty of detractors of the U.S. in Afghanistan. There are plenty of Afghans who want continued engagement. In fact, a lot of Afghans were very concerned about the drawdown plans for the next couple of years, saying that U.S. forces should stay indefinitely as long as help is needed rather than this two-year drawdown. So, again, a mixed picture that there are a lot of people in certain villages, people who have seen a lot of violence, people who have seen U.S. or NATO airstrikes in their communities, who are against any foreign presence. But a lot of people there recognize that the Afghan government and the Afghan military are far from being able to run the country safely and securely on their own and want continued foreign assistance.
In the closing down of the Bureau, I'm wondering if there are Afghans loyal to NPR for all these years who are anxiously hoping for a call for, you know, someone to come back in and do some reporting. Is the NPR logo etched on some desk somewhere in Kabul?
No, not quite. We had a carpet that was made by a local carpet maker that was hanging in the office, and that's been lowered. And at this point, the local staff that had worked with us for years are trying to figure out what's next for them, like many Afghans. I mean, this drawdown has affected contractors who worked with the military. A lot of the international organizations that have been operating there are decreasing their staff. So a lot of Afghan local staff are getting laid off at this time. And with my guys, I'm still in communication with people back in Kabul trying to find new jobs for them. But it's a very tough market right now.
Sean Carberry, outgoing Kabul correspondent for National Public Radio. Did you turn out the lights when you left?
Pretty much, yes.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, John.